Okay, today's daf is Arla daf Chaf Hey. Arla Chaf Hey, and we are on Chaf Dalam Aves. Let's see how far we get, and we had started the discussion of Rabbi Yonah. The Mishnah had said a case of min b'mino and min b'she'eino mino. And the Gemara mentioned the discussion of Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah said, why does the Mishnah give a case of beans in lentils? Isn't that a nosin tam levgam type of case, right? It's not so yummy, right? It's much yummier to have beans and rice, right? So why didn't the Gemara give that case? So the Gemara says, either it's because this Mishnah is going according to the opinion of nosin tam levgam is usser, or even if according to the other opinion, no sitam lefgam is mutter, still here it would be mutter, asur, because there is an element of positivity, right? Even if it causes a negative taste, but it still gives it seasoning. And therefore, in the overall picture, it could be called no sitam leshvach. A number of points to make about no sitam lefgam. First of all, it's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch. Whole siman in Shulchan Aruch, siman Kuf Gimel in Yerideya, talks all about no sitam lefgam. This does not apply to things. No sitam means that the root of it, the Gemara tells us, is if something is inedible, then it's not aser. If something is eno roi lachilas adam, for sure, it's not edible for a person. It was pig, but now it's disgusting, putrid. Even a dog wouldn't eat it, right? So then it's not going to be aser because it's not food anymore. So the same that the extension of that is, what if something, A, that's A. B, we have the principle of tam ke'ikar, which means even a taste of something is like the item. But put those two things together, if you have the taste of an item, but it makes something worse, it's pogamid, so that's an extension of eino roi lachila. If it's totally not roi lachila, okay, it's not called food. But if you have the chid of tam ke'ikar, the principle of usually, just the taste of something usser makes it usser, so that only applies if it's a good taste. Or even a neutral taste. Just not a negative taste. There is a machlokus in Lumdus. What's the reason that no sin tam levgam is not a problem? Some say because that's not called tam. It's only called taste if it's positive. If not, that's not called tam kirk. That's not no sin tam. No sin tam levgam is not no sin tam. Do you say that? Or do you say, no, of course there is tam, but it's just pogame. Right, and therefore there's no hana'ah from it, and that's why it's going to be mutter. So that's the beginning of Siman Kuf Gimel in Yerideya. The Beis Yosef quotes that as a machlokas between the Rashba and the Ran. Now, what's the reason? Alma, first he says, call the ika purta to pagam shari. V'yavagam no'zitam of gam mi nevela gamrila, as I just said, even though no'zitam of gam has learned that from nevela, v'kol shiru'uya lager shma nevela, if it's still edible, it's not exactly like the source din. Avo bishenifkema, hasam hainu taima bepreshe ne'achelas befne'atzma, v'lefichach asura shetifke me'achilas ger. If you have an item that's eaten by itself, then it's only going to be mutter when it gets totally inedible. Of al iser ta'aroves shaholchen bo achanosin tam, but if you have an iser of a mixture, the only reason it's also is because of the taste in it, kol shetamo pogeim atavshil ksas mutter. It's mutter lafi she'eino no sin tam. Dadarabba pogeim hu. That's the language of the Ran. Right? It's not called taste. If it gives a negative taste, it's not called taste. Va'kas of harashba, and then the Rashba, he quotes from a tshuva, that it's not called hana. Okay, so this is a svara for it. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Kufkim, O kol davar shetaimo pogum eino oser taruvaso viafilu ein tamo pogum achmas atzmo. Even if the only reason it gives off a putrid taste is because of the mixture, in itself maybe is okay. But even if it's not tam pogum achmas atzmo, shebifnei atzmo hu mutam umeshubach ela shepogim taruvoso mutter, that is mutter, as long as there's no sitam levgam. Tosis points out, again, the Shulchan Aruch also discusses it, if you have something that's inherently disgusting, and it's usser, then you don't have the heter of, oh, it's disgusting. Right? A rodent. Right? A non-kosher, disgusting rodent. Right? It's disgusting, inherently. And yet, the Torah assers it. Tosis of Avodah Zarah, Daf Samacheh says, if something is usser b'mahutam, there's no heter of no sitam levgam in that case. There are many details of no sitam levgam, as we just quoted. It doesn't have to make it totally inedible, just a negative taste. Nosi Tam of Gam, what's where it's very famous is Kalim. Is Kalim. Because we know the first question that any rabbi asks the questioner when they ask a shayla about Yaradea is, when was the last time that this pot was used? Right? Was it used in the last 24 hours? Because that's how we paskin. There's a machlokas we've shown him. What is called Eino Bas Yomo? Does that just mean overnight? A night passed over since it was used, or 24 hours? So we paskin 24 hours. That's the principle of a kli, a balua taste, becoming notin tam of gam. Right? If you have an item, right, food doesn't become notin tam of gam, you know, after 24 hours. We have a lot of leftovers. Right? We use it for a couple of days. Notin tam of gam is, after 24 hours, is only when it is bliya, when it's purely a taste. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Gimel, Sif Hei. Kol kedera she'ena bas yoma, any pot that is not bas yoma, it hasn't been used within the day, chashiva taimo levgam ve'ena oseres. And oseres levgam can't aser. V'nikres, right, and therefore if you have a fleshik pot that's not bas yoma, and you cooked noodles and cheese in the pot, you'll have to eat the noodles and cheese. Because the pot was nosing tam levgam into the noodles, as long as it hasn't been used within 24 hours. The pot now is treif, so you have to kasher the pot. But nosing tam levgam cannot aser according to what we hold. Ve'ena oseres, ve'nikris bas yoma, it's called bas yoma kolzman shelo shasam eis la'eis. It's bas yoma if there hasn't been a 24-hour period, achar shen isvashel bo ha'iser, since the iser was cooked in it. V'kivet she'avar la'meis la'eis, Achach is bashal ba iser. Once 24 hours have passed, nikris eina bas yoma. V'imbishal ba kishe eina bas yoma hatav shil mutter. Davinosin tam lifkam. As we said, and the Shulchan Aruch says v'hu shetiya mudachas. Right, it has to be clean. We're only talking about taste. Taste in the pot, the bliya in the pot becomes pogam after 24 hours. But if it's dirty and you have some shuman, some fat on the pot, that doesn't get pogum. Shalo ye shuman al pan hashem, lo idicha osev arika chatichas iser, shalo nifkema. Shalo nifkema, unless you have, as the Ramah continues, you have shishim in whatever you're cooking, keneged the amount that was davuk on the pot. So that is the a little bit about nosin tam lefgam. Again, a lot there. Does it ever become mutter? Again, on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, this doesn't come up. Is there, Nui Paskin, Osam of Gam is still also Lechachila. I'm not allowed to cook noodles and cheese in a fleshic pot, even if it's not Bas Yoma. So we Paskin, it doesn't Aser B'dieved, but we definitely Paskin that Osam of Gam is also Lechachila. Is there ever a time that it runs out? So that's a well-known, in the world of Yeradea, a Chacham Svi. Chacham Svi in two tshuvas, where he says, after a year, there's nothing left. There's nothing left, there's no taste. And therefore, the shaila of somebody yarshins their Aunt Tilly's china from that hasn't been used in 35 years, and they kept a kosher style house, and you have no idea if it's milchik or fleishik or this, and then we paskin china can't be kashered. Ah, it's the chacham tzvi. After 24 hours, it's all batal. So after 12 months, after a year, it's all batal. So most poskim don't rely on that by itself. Most poskim, you could use that as a sniff. For Moshe Feinstein, use that as a sniff if you have four other reasons why you can be makel. So you can be makel there too, but not otherwise. Okay, so a little bit about osin al-gam. So that's what our Mishnah, our Gemara said. Rabbi Yonah says, why does our Mishnah give an example of lentils and not rice? Because to teach me, either laman darman osin al-tam al-gam is aser, or even according to another opinion, it's aser here too. Fine. Next case. Grisin shel truma. Five lines up from the bottom on Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Grisin shel truma shenaflu im adashim shel chulin. You have beans of truma, crushed beans of truma, that fell into lentils of chulin. V'yesh ben no sein tam. And it was no sein tam. Meaning, the whole thing is usher now. Right? Truma fell into min b'she'eno mino. Remember, min b'mino, 100. Min b'she'eno mino, no Saint Tom. So it was no Saint Tom. So the whole mixture is usher to a Yisrael. But Reba Alei and Adashim Shochulin Mutter. If then you are Marbe, more lentils, and now it's no longer no Saint Tom Mutter. And again, Lachora, you did that. The Mefarshim explained that you did that by accident. Right? Because if you did it on purpose, that's Mavatlin is Lachachila. Then we paskin that the bit of wood didn't even work. But if it happened by accident, Reba Aleim, somehow it was
Now batel. So then we say it is mutter. Says the Gemara, ad kama yirabe. Oh. What happens here? Right? You have truma that fell into chulin. It all became aser. And now you're marbe chulin and it's going to become mutter. What do you have to be marbe against? Do you have to be marbe? Let's say 2 fell into 100. Right? So it's aser. 2 fell into 100. So the whole thing becomes aser and it only goes to a kohen. How much do you have to add? How much of chulin do you have to add in? Do you have to add in keneged the 2 or keneged 102? Because do we say once something becomes aser, the whole thing becomes like truma, and therefore you have to be mevatel keneged the whole thing? Or do you say no? You only need bitul keneged the original truma. So that is machlokas. Tiflugta de Rebbe de Rishol Rebbe Yosi. Machlokas. This is known as one of the cases where this comes up in Avodah Zarah, comes up in Chulin, the sugya of Chaticha Naasis Nevela. That's the language of the Gemara in Mesechas Chulin, and that is, if I have a piece of meat that became usser, let's say some taste of Nevela went into my kosher meat, do I say now, and that piece of meat falls into a bunch of pieces of meat, do I need Bittel Kenege, just the little taste of Isser that went into the meat, or do I now, the whole meat is considered usser, and therefore I need Bittel Kenege, the whole piece of meat? That's the sugya of Chaticha Naasis Nevela. So the Gemara says, Al Daiti de Rebbe, right, according to Rebbe. So what's our case? Do we say, Shruma fell into a mixture of lentils, so now all the lentils become the status of Truma, so now do I have to be Mevatel all the lentils? Or no, just the original Truma. So Al Daiti de Rebbe, Du Amar Sheyer Bukal Kolon. Rebbe says, you got to be Keneged all. Keneged the whole mixture. Why? Because of Chaticha Naasis Nevela. Right, that's the Yisod. Al Daiti de Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, do Amar Sheyir b'Olan Oflim. You only have to be Marbe, you only have to be Mevatel, Keneged what is the Truma that originally fell in. Good. So this comes up here in Mesechas Arla. This comes up numerous times in the Bavli. But this Gemara is brought as a Raya. There is a major machlokas Rishonim between Rabbeinu Ephraim and the other Rishonim, whether the principle of Chaticha Naasis Nevela only applies to Basar B'Chalav or it applies to all Isurim. Right? You read our Gemara, it's pretty mefurish. Our Gemara is applying it to Truma. So our Gemara says Beferish. Right? It applies to Truma. A little bit of Truma falls in. The whole thing gets a status of Truma. So it's pretty clear. Pretty clear. But there's a shita out there, Rabbeinu Ephraim, Chulin Daf Kuf, quoted in Tosfos. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, no, it only applies to Basar B'Chalav. Only by Basar B'Chalav, meaning if you have a little milk that fell onto a piece of meat, and now the meat, and it cooked with it, now the meat becomes Asur, that piece of meat is Chaticha Naasis Nevela. That is applies by Basar B'Chalav. But it does not apply by other Isurim. By other Isurim, you for sure only need to be Mevatel, the Isur that fell in. Right? What's the svara for Rabbeinu Ephraim? Rabbeinu Ephraim says, because what? Tamkeiker means something Asur went in to my piece of meat. Okay, why should my piece of meat become Asur? Right? My piece of meat is not Nevela. Only the thing that fell in was Nevela. Basar B'Chalav, you have two things that are mutter separately. Now, it only becomes a problem when they're together. That makes sense. That the new item, right? If a little milk falls into a meat, and you have to be mevatel only connect the meat, only connect the milk? No, because there the problem is the mixture. So that's why it makes sense, as Rabbeinu Ephraim, to say that there you say Chaticha Naasis Nevela, right, where it's against the whole mixture. But by other Isurim, you don't say Chaticha Naasis Nevela. So that is Rabbeinu Ephraim Shita. The Ran, and other Rishonim, the Ran, if you look in Chulin Bem Gimel Amabes, in the Daf Yarif, you know what the Ran says? I'll prove to you that Rabbeinu Ephraim is wrong. Where do I prove it to you from? Arla Yerushalmi, second parak. Boom. Our Gemara quotes Beferish. Shruma, the sugya of Chaticha Naasis Nevela, applying to Truma. That's what he says. Valesa, he quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Ran, and he says, Valesa, Shari Amr Yerushalmi de Arla. Grise Truma, da, Rebbe, Yerushal Rebbe Yossi, he quotes our Gemara. Mashma de Rebbe Latayme. So Amar b'Shmeitzin, Efshel Asochto Aser, veChaticha Atzma Naasis Nevela, Umina Daafilu b'Shari Surin, Amrina Efshel Asochto Aser. Right, that's another way to say it. Umashik Zadi Gamke, the Chaticha Neshenes Shemina, Afilu Nomer Efshel Asochto Mutter, Amrina veChaticha Naasis Nevela. Fine.
So that's the raya. How does Rabbeinu Ephraim get out of this? That's a tough one. How did Rabbeinu Ephraim get out of this raya? Maybe it's different if it gives off taste. That's what some achronim say. Maybe it's different if it gives off taste. The Sefer Shalom Yerushalayim here suggests that. But again, this is a machlokas. There are other gemaras that prove one way or the other. Machlokas Rabbeinu Ephraim and the other Rishonim. It turns into a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Father Amah, Simin Sadi Beis, Siv Dalid, seems to be a machlokas between the Chaber and the Ramah about Chadir Nasis Nevela by other Isurim or not. Some say, the Ran there says, the Ran rejects Rabbeinu Ephraim. Chadir Nasis Nevela applies to other Isurim. But the Ran does say it's a Dindur Rabbanan. It's a Dindur Rabbanan by other Isurim. Chazal were Gozer, Hanan, as it's called, in the Talmudic parlance, Chanan ches nunun, chaticha nasas nevela. We say Chanan by baser b'chalav d'oraisa, and they have to be vatal connected the whole piece of meat. But by other isurim, it is durabana. That's what the Ran suggests. Shalo, the language is shalahashvos. Lahashvos bein baser b'chalav hishvu chachamim divreim b'chalav isurim. Bein shenasarvu b'minon ol shalo b'minon lo baser b'chalav. Right, so that's what he puts it together. There is a Maharik. The Maharik says no. A great, amazing line in the Maharik. We don't have time to go into it, but there's a lot of lumdus there. The Maharik says no. It's usur. This is the Maharik in Klal. What Klal is this? Kufnun based. The Maharik says no. Chaticha atzma nasan vela, even by other Yisurim is daraisa. But you're just not going to get malchus for it. Not going to get malchus for it. That's what he says. And he compares it to chatzishir. Nobody's going to say you're going to get malchus for eating just a piece of the item of Chanan. Wow. Just like Rabbi Yochanan says, chatzishir is asur daraisa, we're not going to get a punishment. So too, other Rishonim say that chatich nasa nevela, Chanan is asur daraisa by shari surim, but you're not going to get punished for it. Again, a big topic, how it relates to the sugya. It's called efshal lesochto, but we'll leave that for now. Says the Gemara, Grisin, second line now. Grishin, so now we have another case. Grishin is bashlo matashim shachulin. Whatever, you have truma beans that were cooked in chulin, lentil. Ve'ein b'hebeno Saint Tom. So it's all mutter. Right, truma fell into min b'she'eno mino. So remember, min b'she'eno mino, you go by no Saint Tom, doesn't give off any taste. And then look what happens. More beans were put in. Truma beans fell into lentils, and it wasn't no Saint Tom. So now everything's mutter. But now, ribalam grisin shachulin. So now more chulin fell in. So now the whole thing tastes like lentils. Tastes like beans. The whole thing tastes like beans. So there was chulin beans, and there was truma beans. There weren't enough truma beans to give off the taste. But now that you added in chulin beans, there's enough, says the Gemara. Min ma'oris mino le'isser? It's a big shaila how to read this line, but we'll read it as a rhetorical line. You're going to tell me that's usser? Of course it's not usser. Meaning why? Because the truma that fell in was not enough to be no Saint Tom. Now you added more beans, so it's no Saint Tom, but it wasn't, it's not from the isser. The isser is not no Saint Tom. Chulin is no Saint Tom. Lo tekedolam yayin nesach. There shouldn't be any more chomer than yayin nesach. Yayin nesach is more stringent. Right? We know wine that was poured to avodah zarah, or even wine that were choshesh kemod tamar. Like we say, when let's say you have yayin nesach that fell into a mixture of wine and water, The tamar b'yayin nesach at roa es haheter k'misha'eno. If the wine fell into, the yayin nesach fell into wine of chulin and water of chulin. So then, what do you say? You're going to tell me the wine of chulin is going to help, you know, and be no Saint Tom and make it worse? No. Oso ha'isr, you only go by that isr of yayin nesach. And mishpah b'no Saint Tom, asr b'im la'mutter. It's the only, if the wine of the yayin nesach has enough tam to asr the mixture, then it's asr. You don't say that the wine of chulin is going to team up. So v'hach also, atro es ha-heter, k'misha eino, you view the heter, you view the new chulin that fell in as not there, oso ha-isser, and the original isser, m'yishma b'nosin tam, asr v'in la-mutter. You go by the original isser. If it wasn't usser, if the isser wasn't nosin tam originally, then even if it gets a teammate, it gets a teammate of min b'mino, it's not going to asr. Hada amra, Reba lam grizon shel truma usser. If you add it on, we're going to change that girsa, right? If you add it on truma beans, then it's going to be usser. Meaning, if you put some truma beans into chulin and it was batel, and now you add on more truma beans, that could combine. That's choser v'neir. Then it could connect, and it could become usser. Okay, moving right along. Next Mishnah in this perek, which again, this perek is all about bittel. All about bittel, not just about arla. Remember, we're in Maseches Arla. Let's continue. Sa'ar shel chulin. So now we have the opposite case, kind of, like chulin fell in. Sa'ar shel chulin, shenafla tochisa. V'yishbo de l'chametz. I put yeast or sourdough. I put some sourdough into a dough in order to leaven it. To leaven it. And there was enough of that chulin sourdough to cause the whole dough to rise. But then what happens? V'yachar gachnafla sa'ar shel truma. Right? But then, Before my chulin caused it to rise, truma fell in. So now truma and chulin are there, and it's going to cause it to rise, as the Marafolda explains, faster. So the truma is going to have an effect. Oh, sa'ar shel kelei akerem v'yesh bo kedei lachametz. Each one of them could have done it by themselves. Each one could have done it by themselves, but because they did it together, asur, it's asur. You see the Marafolda asur to shneim chimsua. They both teamed up. And even though the chulin was first, mikom akom im lo nafla gamkein hatruma, if the truma wouldn't have also fallen in, havin eschamis b'shtei shos, it would have taken 2 hours for the chulin to cause it to rise. V'yashtan eschamsa b'shah achas, and now it's only one. Nimseis mahani lo ha'isa. The isra had an effect. Isra had an effect. So if I have chulin sourdough that fell in, and then truma sourdough that fell in, even though each one of them could have done it themselves, Lamaisa, they both caused it to rise, and therefore it's going to be Aser. But what about this case? Sa'ar shel chulin shenafla toch isa v'chimsa. Sa'ar fell in, and it caused it to rise. It caused it to rise before anything else fell in. And then, v'achar kach nafla sa'ar shel truma, sa'ar shel kelei akerem, v'yishbo kedei lachametz, Aser. Wow, Tanakhama says, that's also Aser. Even if it's already risen, it's still Aser. Why? So some say it's just going to make it ruined. So some say this is according to the opinion. No, some of Gamma's Aser, like we started off the sugya today, right? Or the Marafolda quotes, even though you've ruined this dough, the fact that there's a double leavening power, you could use this to leaven other doughs. What's called the Chamea Boisos Acheros. And that itself is some kind of a benefit. And that's why it's called Nosetam L'Shvach. So either way, the Tanakhama says, even in the case where, look, I have a dough that I caused to rise. I have challah, I bake challah, I put some yeast in it, rose. And now, after it's already risen, I put in truma dough, it's still going to be usher. It's still going to usher, even though I didn't really need it. Reb Shimon Madr, Reb Shimon says, no, it's already done. It's already done. Reb Shimon says that is not going to have an effect. That truma is not going to have an effect. Says the Gemara. Is Reb Shimon only arguing on the Seifa, like as is presented in the Mishnah? Would Reb Shimon argue even in the Reisha? Tani, Chananya b'shem Reb Yochanan, af harishona machlokas. Reb Yochanan said, no, Reb Shimon would agree even in the first case. What was the first case? The first case was, you have two sourdoughs before it rose. A sourdough of chulin and a sourdough of truma that fell in, and now they're both being mechametz together. Even that's mutter, Reb Shimon says. Why? Why would Reb Shimon say that's mutter? Either because he holds the language of the Marafolda, Zev Zeh Gorim is mutter, a sugi elsewhere. If you have two causes of something, one mutter, one aser, it's okay, it's mutter. Or, eventually, this is going to be Nosetam of Gam. If you have too much sourdough in something, it's going to ruin it. And therefore, eventually, it's going to get ruined, so it's Nosetam of Gam. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Shimon argues even in the Reisha. Even in the Reisha. Amar Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah argues. Rabbi Yonah says, no. The Marafolda explains on top. No, Reb Shimon only argues in the Seifa. Meaning in the Reisha, Reb Shimon would agree that it's Usser. I'm sorry, Reb Shimon would agree, yeah. Reb Shimon would agree that it's Usser in the Reisha. Because again, what's the Reisha? They both fell in before the leavening happened. So the Isser, the Truma, took part in the leavening. So, Amar Reb Yonah. Havinan Savrin Meimar, I thought to say, we'll see Lamaskana, he might not hold this on Bezrim tomorrow's daf, but Havidin Savrin Meimar, I thought to say, Ma Pligin, what's the case of Machlokas in the Seifa? Right, what's the case of the Seifa? One fell in and did the leavening, and then the other fell in. Ma Pligin, B'shechim Eitzesh, Kol Kocho, V'zeh Kol Kocho, V'nafal Sar Shochul and Tchila. What was the case of the seifa? You have a regular dough. Sourdough of chulin fell in. It caused it to rise. And then another sourdough fell in of truma. So Tanakhama says that's asur. Still it's asur. And Rav Shimon says, no, that's mutter. That's the case of mutter. Avalam nafal sar shel truma tchila. But if the truma fell in first, obviously. Kfar nischam so ha'isa. If the truma fell in first, obviously, the isa is already risen by the truma, and it's a problem. And even if you would put chulin in afterwards, so later on is pogame, that doesn't help. That doesn't help. Look at the Marfold right across from where we are. The fact that it becomes ruined by the more chulin you put in, by the truma atzma. The truma was good. You used truma to leaven, and then chulin fell in? That's going to be asur, according to Rabbi Shimon. Period. So now we have a Gemara that's the Gemara is eventually going to relate back to this Deya of Rabbi Yonah. Konos Taamim, all this Yaradeya stuff. Konos Taamim bein lefgam l'shvach aser de Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the Shita that says no sin tam lefgam is aser. Right? Rabbi Meir holds that way. We don't paskin that way. We mentioned earlier no sin tam lefgam is aser l'chachila. Can't cook milchiks in a fleishig non ben yomo pat l'chachila. But it's not going to aser. So Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir says it's aser. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. L'shvach aser l'fkam mutter. That's what we paskim. No sinam l'shvach is aser. Gives off a positive taste, not l'fkam. Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Amar Ma Pligin. When is this machlokas? We're about to have a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. It's not exactly the same machlokas that appears in the Bavli, in Maseches Avodah Zarah. There's also a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, but as we've said, often there are differences between the presentation of the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. So Rish Lakish says, Ma plikin, what's the machlok is about, whether notam l'shvach is mutter aser, b'shehishbiach v'acharkach pagam. The only machlok is where something starts off giving off a good taste, and then it turns bad. Like the Rashi Leo says, what if vinegar fell into beans? It's good when it's cold, but when then you cook it, it gets ruined. So it's a case where right away it's good, and then it turns bad. So that's where there's a machlokas. That's where Rabbi Meir would say, oh, it's aser. Avalim pogam v'acharkach tishbiach. But if it's pogame first, and then it's mashbiach, and for sure if it's pogame straight through, Ofer Meir Moda. Rabbi Meir would agree that's mutter. If something is pogame right away, first, even if later on it's going to be mashbiach, that's going to be mutter. So the whole machlokas, Rish Lakish says, is only if it's mashbiach and then pogame. If it's pogame first, then it's going to be mutter. And Rabbi Yochanan argues, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Shani Hi Yishbiach, Hi Pgam Yishbiach, Hi Amachokas. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Rabbi Meir holds no same Tam Lefgam is Usser. Period. Even if it's pogame, it's Chilav Atzof. Even if it's pogame straight through. So surely if it's pogame in the Mashbiach, Rabbi Meir is going to say that that is a problem. So, Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, about the Machlokas, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Right, does the machlokas apply always? Right, Rabbi Yochanan? Or, no, the machlokas is only if there's mashbiach at the beginning. If there's not mashbiach at the beginning, everybody agrees mutter. Tamantaninan, we learned in the Mishnah in Shrumos, Seorin, Shenafel Utocha Bar Shamayim, and we discussed this, a whole thing of barley fell into a pit of water. Aval Bishavishumemav, even though the barley ruined the water, meaning it had an effect on the water, but because it was a negative effect, meimav mutarin. That's why it's mutter. Right? If the barley fell into this water and kind of like made it worse, even though it did something to it, it's going to be mutter. Fahadamasti samahi. Who is this Mishnah like? He asked the Gemara. Which opinion is this Mishnah like? That the nosin tam lefgam is going to be mutter. So Rabbi Yochanan amar machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan would say it's machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan would say this is only according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yasser. Right? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Meir, no sin tam lefgam is mutter. I'm sorry, it's usher, always. And therefore, there would never be a case of mutter. Rabbi Lakish, Amar Debri Akol. Rish Lakish says, no. Everybody would agree in this case. Because this is a case of pogame betchila. See, even Rabbi Meir would agree that's mutter. So, the Gemara says, we relate this machlokes, or Yochanan Rish Lakish, to that Mishnah. Just one other version. Rabbi Yossi Barbun Amar, Ilein Shemuasa. No, this machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, was actually said about that Mishnah in Trumas. Hada, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Machlokes, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Divrei Hakol. And we think this is like some unusual case that never happens. We quoted this back in Shumas also, but I'll quote it again. The Me'iri, Psachim Membeis. the Meiri Psachim Embeis, tells the story that happened in Narbona. Narbona, right? He was from Provence. So, Narbonne. Says the Meiri, we all know about that Narbonne that all the poskim spoke about. They were grinding wheat. They were grinding wheat right next to this huge bore that they had. Remember, before they had, I don't know, maybe indoor plumbing. They were grinding wheat out in one of the fields next to this big bore of water that they had. They were crushing it to put it on the back of an animal. And all of a sudden, the huge sack of wheat split. And a lot of their wheat fell into this bore of water. They were nervous. It's almost Pesach. What are we going to do? Are we going to be able to use this water? Are we going to be able to use this water? It was very serious. They brought it to the five greatest rabbis. It says the Miri, I'll tell you who they were. We don't know these people. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Maran Levi, Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Zachariah, Rabbi David ben Rabbi Nassan, Ushneza Kenenu Agdolim, Harav Avbezdin, their early Ravid, Vaharav Giso Rav Shlomo Haishish. Okay, five great rabbis. V'nimnu v'hitiru l'shos ben amayim v'pesach. They allowed them to eat from this, drink from this bar. Why? U'mashiro, what did they see? They saw this mission in Shrumas. Right, it says it ruined. The water got ruined. It's still going to be mutter. We pass it. It's still going to be mutter. Basiri shel trumis. Right, they go through pshat. What was ruined? Was the wheat ruined? Was the water ruined? So the Miri goes through this whole discussion, and then he says, I have a different pshat of the Mishnah, but either way, I'll agree to their psak. He says at the end, I'll agree to their psak. Linin hara mi a yafe hitiru, even though I don't like their svara, but I think the psak's going to be mutter. Okay, either way, this is within the sugya. We're in the middle of the sugya of Nosi Dam of Gam, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakesh, about Rameir, and Rabbi Shimon. We'll have to stop here.